In the previous module, we focused on the receive phase of the case management process. Let's do a quick review. The receive phase of the case management process addresses the channels through which Salesforce receives cases, how cases are routed to skill groups, and how agents receive their case assignments. In this module, we will focus on the verify phase of the case management process. After completing this module, Andy will be able to verify the account information in a case, confirm the contact details, evaluate the case subject, evaluate the case description, and rebrand a case. Let's follow along as Andy begins to verify a case. When Andy opens a case, he will need to view the case detail, contact, and account information, and description information of the case in order to verify the required information. Let's take a look at each of these areas in detail now. First, Andy needs to check two pieces of information in the case detail panel. First, he will need to check the severity level. In this case, the severity level is level 4, medium. Andy will also need to check the customer's support level or success plan. Andy can see that this is a premier customer. Next, Andy will need to go to the contact and account information tab to confirm that there is an account associated with this case. Since he will be responsible for contacting the customer, he should verify that there is a contact name and a contact phone number for the account. Andy should also check the time zone details so that he knows when to call during the customer's office hours. Now Andy will need to go to the description information panel to confirm if the subject and the description provide detailed and accurate information about the source of the issue that the customer is experiencing. The accuracy of the subject will also help Andy to identify useful knowledge articles when he is working the case. Let's take a look at the requirements for a good case subject. A good subject is written in the customer's voice, it is time-framed if necessary, and it is object-specific or functionality-specific. In this example, the subject is email distribution problem. Andy realizes that this is vague. He thinks that a better subject for this case would be our scheduled email communications to our customers, which are sent once a week, aren't being received. This is a good subject because it is in the customer's voice. It is time-framed, and it is object-specific. Andy will need to confirm this information when he starts to work the case. In the next activity, you will evaluate 5 case subjects. You will need to decide if these subjects meet the requirements for a good case subject. Take some time to review these items and note why each is good or not. Then click Next to continue. Now let's take a look at requirements for a good case description. A good description is written in the customer's voice. It provides details that the agent will need to take the next steps, and it describes a desired behavior. Take a moment to read the description for this case. Andy thinks that a better description for this case would be, every Monday, we send an email communication to our customers. These emails are sent automatically according to a programmed schedule, but our customers aren't receiving them consistently. This is a good description because it is in the customer's voice. It provides the next steps that should be taken by the agent, and it describes the desired behavior. Andy will need to confirm this information when he starts to work the case. In the next activity, you will evaluate 4 case descriptions. You will need to decide if these descriptions meet the requirements for a good case description. Take some time to review these items and note why each is good or not. Then click Next to continue. Now that Andy has learned how to perform the initial tasks to verify a case, let's follow him as he learns how to rebrand a case. As he learned in the Introduction to Case Management course, a case is branded when it is created. For example, a case that enters an agent's queue through a self-service portal is branded based on the selections that are made by the customer on the Salesforce website. It is possible that the customer will brand the case incorrectly, however, because the customer may not know how to classify the technical issue. If a case is branded incorrectly, the agent will need to rebrand it to reflect the correct technical issue that the customer is experiencing. To rebrand a case, Andy will select the correct entries for the case reason, general application area, and functional area. He can do this from the case category section of the details screen. When he clicks any of the case category fields, the Dependent Fields window will display, and he can make the appropriate selections from the drop-down list boxes. Or he can click the Edit button on the Case Details screen and display the Case Edit screen. He will scroll down to the Case Category area and select the appropriate Case Reason, General Application area, and Functional area from the drop-down list boxes for each. Andy will then scroll all the way down to the optional area at the bottom of the Case Edit screen. He will click the Assign Using Active Assignment Rules checkbox. This will apply active assign rules to reassign the rebranded case to the correct queue. And then he will click Save to save the changes he has made. Rebranding a case involves recategorizing the technical issue and identifying the correct skill group that will work on it. To rebrand a case, you will need to refer to the Case Reason, General Application Area, and Functional Area categories in the Skill Group map. In some situations, you will also need to refer to the Sub-Functional Area. The system will automatically assign the case to a skill group based on the selections that you make in these categories. For example, if you choose Analytics for Case Reason, you will be able to choose Reports and Dashboards in the General Application Area. Based on your choice of analytics in the GAA field, you can choose custom report types in the functional area, and you can choose layout in the sub-functional area. Based on these selections, the skill group field will automatically populate with the greater than CRM reporting and dashboards skill group. Let's follow Andy as he downloads the GAA FA map for his own reference. First, Andy will need to go to the Support Process Index. A link to the Support Process Index is included in the Resources tab. Now, Andy should scroll down to Section 5 of the Support Process Index. He should then go to Subsection E and click the Skill Group link. The Skill Group link will take Andy to the Skill Group Manager and Points of Contact page. Andy will need to click the link to the article that will display the GAA FA map. How does branding a case impact the customer? This case needs to be routed to the Email and Desktop Integration Skill Group, but the customer has entered Administration as the case reason. If the customer or agent selects Administration as the case reason, there will be no choices for email either in the General Application Area or Functional Area fields. Administration case reasons are to be routed to the CRM Configuration Skill Group. Entering an improper case reason for this case will mean delays, and more delays, and an unhappy customer. Andy knows that ensuring that a case has the correct branding is one of the most critical steps in the case management process. Let's help him as he verifies and corrects the branding on a case that has been assigned to him. In this module, we focused on the verify phase of the case management process. Andy learned that agents will need to verify information in the case detail, contact, and account information, and description information areas of a case. The case subject and description should provide detailed, accurate information that the agent can use to identify the source of the customer's issue. If a case is not branded correctly, the support process will be delayed. Rebranding a case involves recategorizing the technical issue. Agents must use the active assignment rules to assign a rebranded case to the correct queue.